out in the ground.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Ken Curtis, one of the sons of the pioneers, and for all the pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You gang, I want to bring you a great big Western welcome from the Lucky You to you. It's kind of damp out here at the ranch today, and the kind of a day you'd like to take your boots off and sort of stack your feet up on that old rocker sitting by the fireplace and reminisce. Well, of course, we can't do that, but at least we can do a little reminiscing and tell you the story of the greatest engineer that ever pushed the throttle, Casey Jones.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Farewell, welcome to the promised land.
Come all you rounders if you want to hear a story about a great engineer. Casey Jones was a rounder's name, on a big eight wheeler and a mighty frame.
Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. The farewell drift into the promised land.
Call a call, Casey, about a half past four. He kissed his wife at the station door. He climbed to the cab with his orders in his hand, saying, this is my trip into the promised land.
Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin, took a farewell trip into the promised land.
Around the curve and down the dump, two locomotives was bound to bump. The fireman hollered, Casey, it's just ahead. We might jump and make it, but we'll all be dead.
Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin, took a farewell trip into the promised land.
Thank you very much. They bumped, I guess. You know, there's something romantic about old cattle brands like the Rocking Chair and the Broken Spur and the Lazy Y, and all of them were part of the tradition of the Old West. You never forget a good brand if the outfit it represented was a good one.
Hey, you're right there, Ken. You know, that's why we here at the Lucky You are so proud of the brand name Planters. You know, Planters is the biggest, best-known name in peanuts throughout the whole world. And you know, here's something else to remember. The Planters people pack their finest salted peanuts in vacuum cans. So wherever you live, you can always store them in your cupboard, just like any canned food. And those crisp, crunchy, jumbo-sized peanuts inside are grown especially for Planters. And then they're roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special process. And then they're vacuum-sealed to keep them oven fresh right up until eating time. And say, don't forget, peanuts are wonderful to cook with. They add extra flavor to all your favorite dishes. And they're as rich as beefsteak in valuable protein. Stock up today on several of those blue and yellow half-pound cans of Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts. Just look for that jaunty picture of Mr. Peanut. That's Planters' famous trademark. And remember, Planters is the word for good peanuts, for good peanut butter, and good peanut oil.
Thank you.
Thank you. In case you didn't know, that was Carl Farr, one of the famous Farr brothers, a knocking away at one of his own compositions, Blues and A.
And I grabbed Kenneth. Old Carl did a pretty fair country job of it, too.
Sugar, you sure you can spare that praise?
Oh, spare it? Well, I'll even go so far as to say for an amateur, he did a pretty good job with that composition he wrote.
That's darn decent of you, Shug. But tell me, before Carl comes over here and makes you eat that bull fiddle of yours, have you ever written a song?
Have I written a... Ask me again that again, Kenneth.
I said, the way you're calling other people amateurs, have you ever written a song?
Stand back, peasant. I have not only written a song, I'm going to have it published by a big firm in Hollywood.
You?
Who do you think, Lombardo?
That's Guy Lombardo. And you mean to tell me that was the registered letter you picked up at the post office yesterday?
Nothing else, bud. And if you play your cards right, son, I might even let you wipe what dust off of my kettle. My kettle is coming in the neck.
Fellas, did you hear that? Shug has written a song, and it's being published.
Oh, yes, no.
Sir.
That's
true. That's true, man. How did you...
Down, fellas. Down, pioneers.
Well, I think that's great.
Hey, Shug.
Yeah?
Come here just a little bit.
What is...
What is the title of it?
Well, I guess it's all right to tell you, but don't let anyone else know.
No,
of course, until it's up for sale, somebody might swipe it.
No, I won't tell a soul, Shug.
Well, it's mighty romantic. It's a pretty little thing entitled Sleepy Time Gal Quit the Daydreaming. I'm coming home. Wake up, little darling.
Is that the title or the whole song?
Don't be a nigga wrangling. It's a title.
Say, did I hear that Shug's written a song?
You sure did, Betty, and a romantic song.
Oh, really? Well, what's the title of it, Shug?
I'll tell you, Betty, but don't let anybody know.
No, I won't.
Sleepy time gal, quit daydreaming. I'm coming home. Wake up, little darling.
Gosh, is that the title of the whole song?
I'll tweak a wildcat. No, it's a title.
Oh.
Say, you know, Shug, this may not compare with your song, but Betty and I have worked up a little duet. It's called Love at the County Fair. Do you think it would upset your artistic ear if we sang it?
Of course not, little old Lord, buddy. We professionals don't let little things like that bother us.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Come on, buddy, let's do it before he changes his mind, huh?
Oh, the corn was so tall and the cakes were so fine and the ribbon so blue and so gay.
The sugar-cured hams and the strawberry jams were all our two in prizes that day. Everyone was there at the county fair, but we didn't notice the crowd. The magic of autumn was in your eyes,
and I had my head in the clouds.
We could hear the sound from the fifth drums. They said it was crawling the fair,
but I wouldn't know land above. I was so much in love at the county fair.
I recall the star of the carousel with its old familiar tune.
It seemed to keep saying, I love you.
I love you from morning till late afternoon.
Then we saw the man on the judge's stand with prizes that we didn't care. I knew when I looked in your eyes I had won the grand prize at the county fair.
Then my heart cried, oh, my gratitude to a gypsy.
Foretold of our love at the old county fair.
When we met at the old county fair.
you very much. We thank you, Beth.
Say, Lloyd, do we have a gold deed letter for today?
You bet we have, Ken.
Good. You know, friends, we know a lot of you are new to the Lucky You, so I would like to take just a minute to explain about our daily award of an acre of land. Our Lucky You Ranch is a big old sprawling place down on the edge of the desert here in Southern California, and every day we look over the letters you folks have sent in and pick out one that we feel tells of a deserving person. And to that person, we send an honest-to-gosh legal deed to an acre of our ranch. Now, understand, this is not city property. In fact, it's undeveloped and unimproved. But still, we feel it's a perpetual tribute. Because when you receive your gold deed award, it's yours to keep.
And don't forget, Ken, that these letters the folks write in are written about some friend or neighbor they know who has gone out of his or her way to offer a helping hand.
Thank you, Carl. I'm glad you remembered that. How about it, Lloyd? Do you have today's letter handy?
I sure do, Ken. It's from Mesa, Arizona, and I'd like to read it. The letter says, "Dear Pioneers, I'm writing today to tell you about a wonderful man. Several years ago, he married a lady with two little girls. He loved them as much as if they were his own. He sent them to school, clothed and fed them, and spanked when necessary. Then he had a streak of bad luck. Sickness caused him to lose his truck, his way of earning a living. But that didn't stop him. He walked 10 and 12 miles to work every day so he could keep his girls in school. He wore old clothes with patches so his girls could have clothes like the other children in school. Pioneers, I honestly feel he deserves an acre of your Lucky You Ranch. Not many stepfathers would have worked so hard and loved his stepchildren as dearly as my dad did. He's old now, and having no income, he has to take what jobs that he can find. I really believe he deserves your Gold Deed Award, don't you? His name is Mr. L.A. Dillard of 438 Destroyer Street, Orange, Texas. The letter is signed, a stepdaughter. Mrs. Marie Hartrider, Mesa, Arizona."
A fine letter, Lloyd, and I'm sure all our listeners agree Mr. Dillard is a fine and deserving person. And along with your gold deed for your many good deeds, we'd like to also send the Sons of the Pioneers song, Salute. It's one we recorded for RCA's Victor a while back entitled Heartbreak Hill, and it features the voice of Tommy Doss.
And the shadows keep over, forget-me-not bound. For a rose never blooms there, and the birds never trill. It's a place lonely lovers call Heartbreak Hill.
Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall like rain. And the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me you love me and you always will. Then I know I won't travel to Heartbreak Hill.
There's a long road that leads there, and it's paved with regret, and the milestones are promises, sweethearts forget. So my darling, please tell me that you care for me still. Tell me I'll never journey to heartbreak hill.
Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall like rain, and the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me you love me and you always will, then I know.
I sure enjoyed that, Tommy.
Well, thank you, Betty. I like that song myself.
Are you going to sing another one?
I imagine we'll all be singing one or two more, well, together.
Well, would you like to hear me sing my new composition? My new song, Betty?
You mean the one with a long title?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, aren't you afraid that someone might steal it?
I grab you right. No, fellas, I'm sorry, but I won't be able to give it to the world today.
Thank you, Betty. We're saved. I said, too bad, because everyone would have raved.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Must be getting wet in my ears.
Hey, fellas, let's sing Way Out West in Kansas.
Is that one of those good old rawhiders, as you call them?
Oh, not exactly, Betty. You see, Way Out West in Kansas was sung by the first pioneers when they trekked west and settled there. Although it kidded Kansas, well, it was all in fun and finally became a traditional song of that state.
It sounds cute. I'd love to hear it.
Good, we'll do it.
Folks don't stay out very late.
Way out west in Kansas.
They take the sidewalks in an eight.
Way out west in Kansas.
It's some town by heck I'll swear. You can stand on the old town square and knock on every front door there.
Way out west in Kansas. Far Kansas.
I know a man that grew so tall
way out west in Kansas.
And if he'd ever start to fall,
he'd be out of Kansas.
If he was straight, I still repeat, he'd be as long as our main street. There's a lot of him turned up for feet
way out west in Kansas. Our Kansas.
I know a gal in Abilene
way out west in Kansas.
She says she's just turned 17.
Way out west in Kansas.
She's so old, she's muscle bound. Folks all say she built the town. I think she's 17 turned round.
Way out west in Kansas. Arkansas.
There's a man named Cross-Eyed Pat
way out west in Kansas.
You can't tell who he's looking at
way out west in Kansas.
He cries because he's such a wreck. The tears run down the back of his neck. He don't look straight to me by heck.
Way out west in Kansas.
Just in case you were wondering why that Arkansas came in on the last, me being from Izzard County, Arkansas, I insisted on saying it right one time. But thank you very much anyhow. Say, while we've got the time, I'd like to go over and say hello to some more of our servicemen today.
Yeah, that's a fine idea, Lloyd. Why don't you do that?
Folks, we appreciate having the servicemen and women stop by and say hello to us. You're on the lucky you, and we like to talk to them, too. Not only to say hello, but all of us know that, for some of them, it's been quite a while since they've been home. And we're always hoping that their folks are listening in and will hear their son's or daughter's voice and at least know that they're getting along all right. Say, we've got a whole bunch of the boys over on the corral fence today, and it's my privilege to go over and talk to them for just a minute.
If I can get this microscope turned over here, fellas, if you don't mind my just walking around you in front of you in every way, I'd like to ask your name.
Leonard Cram.
Sergeant Leonard Cram.
Yes.
And you're with the Air Corps, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Where are you stationed at, Leonard?
Down at Lackland Field, In Texas.
In Texas? Well, you out here on a vacation or...
No, we were up here for a month's temporary duty.
Oh, I see.
At the Hamilton Air Force Base.
Is your original home in Texas, Leonard?
No, I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. You know, one of our boys happens to be from Colorado. Ken Curtis is from right near Denver. Well, it's awful nice to have you down here, Sergeant, and we hope that you'll drop by and see us again soon.
Oh,
will
you
do that?
Thank you very much. I sure will.
Sure, fine. Well, here's another fellow over here, a corporal this time, also from the Air Corps. What's your name,
sir? I'm Harold White.
Harold White. Harold, it's awful nice to have you down. Where do you come from?
Oh, just about the same place as he is.
Around Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Nice to have you. You stationed at the same spot,
yeah,
too. Well, I'll tell you, it's awful nice for you fellas to come down. Come down and see us again, will you? Hope
yes,
your folks
sir.
Might be listening in.
I hope so.
Here's another boy, another sergeant in the Air Corps here. It's nice to have you down. What's your name?
Pat Finley.
Pat Finley.
Mm-hmm.
And where's your home, Pat?
Well, Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, Colorado. Well, it's sure nice to have you down, and that's your home, and you're also a station down in Texas, isn't that correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, come back and see us again soon.
Okay,
hope
sure
you have a good
that.
Time while
yeah.
you're out here.
Thank you.
Now, here's a boy, a corporal that's just got ribbons all over him. What is your name?
Don Belko.
Don Belko. And where are you from, Don?
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, but I was born and raised in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I see. And you make Los Angeles your home now,
yes,
huh?
Yes, that's it.
Well, I see that you have an awful lot of ribbons and so on here, and we're awfully proud of you. We're proud of all the boys who come back with ribbons on them like that, and we know that you've done a great job. By the way, how long were you over in Korea?
18 months.
18 months?
Yes.
Was that your first foreign service?
Yes, first foreign service.
And that's just doggone near enough for anybody.
Well, I imagine so.
Well, we're sure. We're awfully proud of you and just real glad that you could come down and see us. Will you come by again?
Yes, I will.
By the way, where are you stationed now?
Well, right now, I'm unassigned.
Unassigned?
Yes, I am.
Do you expect to get out of the service, or do you...
Well, I got 6 months to go, and I'm trying to decide that now.
I see. Well, the service of our country is a pretty good service after all,
that's
though,
good.
Thanks an awful lot for coming down, Corporal. We have another boy from the Air Corps. You're a corporal.
Yes.
Where are you stationed?
New York. Texas.
In Texas. Is your home New York?
Yes, sir.
I forgot to ask you your name. Would you mind telling us?
Frank Sloffel.
Frank
Sloffel.
Sloffel.
Yes, sir.
I'll say that. Oh, I better call you Frank, please. It's nice of you to have you down here, Frank. And you're also out here on special duty. Is that
yes,
true?
Sir.
Come back and see us often, will you?
I will.
And we have another fellow over here, a PFC from the Army. What's
right.
your name?
James Turner.
James Turner.
Yes.
Well, Jim, it's nice. May I mind if I call you Jim?
That's
right. It's nice to have you down here. Where are you stationed?
Camp Irwin, California.
Barstow. Camp Irwin.
Barstow.
You know, I had a little experience out there some years back, but we won't go into that. You know? Well, it's sure nice of you to come down and see us. And I know that we shouldn't ask about any foreign duty or anything that's expected of you, but we know that if you're called upon, why, you'll certainly do your best. And say, by the way, where's your home originally?
Caramels, Illinois.
In Illinois?
Yes.
Well, we're sure glad to have you down. Come back and see us.
Yeah, I will.
Got one more boy over here that I know I'm running out of time, and our producer's waving his hands, but I can't help it. I got to speak to him. Some more of the Air Corps here, Corporal. What is your name?
Jack Grubb.
Jack, it's nice to have you down here. You also stationed in Texas?
That's right.
Well, there's a whole mess of you fellas coming here. Where's your original home, Jack?
Eaton, Colorado.
Eaton, Colorado. My goodness, the Colorado boy. Come back and see us again, will you, soon?
Yeah.
Thanks an awful lot. Our servicemen. Thank you, Lloyd, for those fine interviews. You know, listening to those servicemen who and where they're from and so forth, this next song is going to bring back vivid memories for some of those fellows who are from the Midwest. It's entitled Dust, and it goes back to those rough days of 1935 and 36 when the once fertile plains of parts of Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma were turned into dust bowls, causing the whole section of land to be abandoned and forcing thousands of families to migrate elsewhere and begin the struggle for existence all over again. As I say, dust tells the story of what happened during those years of the Great Drought.
Dust, dust, dust in the sky, dust on the trail, dust in my eyes, dust, dust, can't see the sun, can't find my way, the dust has won. Cattle and the sheep bedded down to sleep seem to realize their fate. Vultures in the sky know the time is nigh. Will they fly away or wait? It be.
Can this be eternity? Oh Lord, have mercy on poor me.
Thank you very much.
Say, excuse me, Ken, but I think if we move right along, why, we can hear Hugh Farr's reading of The Thought for the Day. And we'll still have time to squeeze in another number, maybe. But, Hugh, how about A Thought for Today?
Well, sure, Lloyd. This one came from a man who lives just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And his name is Dan Walker, and he's in the mining business. Well, he says that he's run up against some seemingly impossible jobs in his day, but so far he's never been stumped by one yet. And he says it's due to a simple little thought that a friend of his told him once after he had done a job that Dan Walker was positive couldn't be done. He asked his friend how he ever accomplished it, and his friend's reply was, "I didn't know I couldn't do it, so I just up and did it anyway."
Well, I sure like that one. He didn't know he couldn't do it, so he just up and did it.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only by three I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find.
Well, sir, that old afternoon sun's beckoning the morning into tomorrow, which means it's time we got ourselves right back to ranching. It's been real fine saying hello to you folks once again out there along the Lucky U line. And we're going to be looking forward to visiting with you tomorrow along about this same time on this very same station. So until tomorrow, when we'll probably hear more from our new writer of hit songs, Shug Fisher Esquire, this is George Putnam saying, for all the sons of the pioneers, which includes Lloyd Perriman, Ken Curtis, the Farr brothers Hugh and Carl, Tommy Doss and Shug Fisher, also our pretty schoolman Betty Taylor, our range boss Frankie Messina, and the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long until tomorrow. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow. Lucky you.